One of the organisers of a carnival parade due to pass through Omagh on the day of the bombing in which 29 people were killed has told the public inquiry into the attack that she believes many young children could have been killed if the event had not started late. The inquiry is hearing from witnesses and people injured in that attack. For more, our Northern editor Vincent Carney joins us now from Omagh. Vincent, can you talk us through the testimony at today's session?
Some were harrowing testimony from survivors and witnesses of the tragic event here in Omagh on the 15th of August 1998. We first of all heard from David McSwiggan. He was a 20-year-old art student at the time. He was home in Omagh for a summer job, ironically working as a cleaner in Omagh Hospital, where later many of the dying and injured would be treated, and where his mother worked as a theatre nurse, and she would also be treating many of them who were seriously injured and many victims of the explosion who died. But earlier that day, he painted a picture of a carefree atmosphere. He was in town with a group of his friends. They were going to a music festival and a community festival. And he spoke of a sense of disbelief that Omagh could be targeted just 4 months after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. And he said they were all standing around waiting to be given the all clear, to be told that the bomb alert wasn't really a real bomb at all. When he said, depraved insanity was then inflicted upon the town, as we can hear now.
Our chap was sceptical of the bomb scare at the courthouse being real, as the troubles usually happened in other places, and that our wee town, as much as the backwater that it was, did not merit to be a target now, especially as the troubles were supposed to be over. Suddenly an immense force seemed to bring bricks of the buildings tumbling, disintegrating around us. A dark, dusty, smoky blackness just seemed to envelop everything. Then heat and fire. I lost all sense of gravity, and all sound became muffled. The air seemed to be full of objects, large and small, moving with force. I think I was being blown backwards off my feet through the air. I felt as if I'd landed inside something like a trailer or a car windscreen. I think I may have been unconscious for a period of time.
Vincent, the inquiry also heard this morning from Jim Sharkey. He owned a newsagent's close to the site of the bomb.
That's right. And he actually spoke to four of the people who were killed in the explosion. He spoke to them earlier that day. And he said it still haunts him, those conversations. He's still troubled by thoughts that perhaps if they'd done something differently that day, they would still be alive. And as we'll hear now, the images of that day, what happens on that day, is still with him. It's something he said he will never forget.
I don't come into the town centre now late on Saturday afternoon or early evening anymore. I avoid it. It brings back so many memories. At 3:10 time and after that, home itself became so quiet. It wasn't the same moment. It wasn't in my eyes anyway. Moving on a bit, life changed completely. I'd always been working and very rarely out of work. But now I found that I was. The days were long. You don't know what to do yourself. Things were tight. Thankfully, my wife was a good support. I went into a dark place in my mind. I certainly wasn't the same guy I was before the bomb, but we were lucky we survived.
Jim Sharkey speaking this morning. Vincent, the inquiry is due to hear more testimony, I think, this afternoon.
It is indeed. We're going to hear from three more survivors today. And earlier, just before we broke from lunch, we heard from the organiser of that carnival parade that was due to go through Omagh that afternoon. Lisa McGonigal had arranged for a group of young children to be on a float to be part of that parade. But the traffic in the town had ground to a standstill because of the bomb alert and because police were stopping and diverting traffic. And Lisa McGonigal, in a statement issued through a lawyer, said she believes that the parade had not been delayed and had actually been in the town that day, it's possible there could have been a greater loss of life, because she said the children would have been caught up right in the middle of it.
Vincent, thank you very much. Vincent Carney there, our Northern editor, reporting from Omagh.